June 5. Individual preparation. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 13:34. These words are not the words of man, but the words of our Redeemer. And how important it is that we fulfill the instruction that he has given. There is nothing that can so weaken the influence of the church as the lack of love. Christ says, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10:16. If we are to meet opposition from our enemies, who are represented as wolves, let us be careful that we do not manifest the same spirit among ourselves. The enemy well knows that if we do not have love one for another, he can gain his object and wound and weaken the church by causing differences among brethren. He can lead them to surmise evil, to speak evil, to accuse, condemn, and hate one another. In this way, the cause of God is brought into dishonor, the name of Christ is reproached, and untold harm is done to the souls of men. How careful we should be that our words and actions are all in harmony with the sacred truth that God has committed to us. The people of the world are looking to us to see what our faith is doing for our characters and lives. They are watching to see if it is having a sanctifying effect on our hearts. If we are becoming changed into the likeness of Christ, they are ready to discover every defect in our lives, every inconsistency in our actions. Let us give them no occasion to reproach our faith. It is not the opposition of the world that will most endanger us. It is the evil cherished right in our midst that works our most grievous disaster. It is the unconsecrated lives of half-hearted professors that retard the work of the truth and bring darkness upon the church of God. God would have us individually come into that position where he can bestow his love upon us. He has placed a high value upon man and has redeemed us by the sacrifice of his only begotten Son. And we are to see in our fellow man the purchase of the blood of Christ. If we have this love one for another, we shall be growing in love for God and the truth. Review and Herald, June 5, 1888.